This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 188 for Wednesday, December 14th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts traded to both sides of unchanged on Wednesday, ending narrowly mixed as investors adjust positions in thin and choppy trade. The January contract unchanged at the final bell at $876.30 per ton. March up $2.70 at $861.20. Chicago soybeans held near unchanged on the day while soy oil was lower. European rapeseed was also lower, but Malaysian palm oil higher. The Canadian dollar a bit softer late in the day. Mixed forecasts out of South America kept caution in the world oilseed markets, with persistent drought cutting into soybean production prospects in Argentina, while conditions remain relatively more favorable in Brazil. Canola remains stuck in a sideways trading range from a chart perspective, with investors on both sides of the market. In the U.S., soybeans held on to small gains in the most active months, although activity was mixed at the close. Wheat and corn both lower. Soybeans up 2 cents in the January contract at $14.82 per bushel. March only up a half cent at $14.85. Forecasts for Argentina remain hot and dry. That's helping keep a bit of a weather premium in the soy market as production prospects there continue to decline. Parts of Brazil are also reportedly on the dry side, but conditions there are better overall. Positioning in between the oil meal spreads was a feature, with soy oil down on the day and meal higher. Corn, it's lower with chart-based selling a feature there. The March contract down 3 cents at $6.50 per bushel. The USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service lowered their estimate for Ukraine's corn crop by 2.7 million tons, now pegging it at 23.1 million, with an estimated 40% of the war-torn country's corn crop still unharvested. Wheat, it's lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the March contract at $9.17 per bushel. Kansas City 15 cents lower in March at $8.50 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 1.5 cents in March at $7.49 per bushel. The Ukrainian port of Odessa has reportedly resumed operations after a Russian attack over the weekend briefly halted movement from the Black Sea facility. The resumption of grain exports from the region accounted for some of the selling pressure in the U.S. wheat futures. While Ukrainian wheat production remains in question, projected exports have been being revised higher. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 14th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.